Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The medical establishment's hypocrisy over heart inflammation and COVID-19 vaccines. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 7th of September 2022. One man has developed acute heart inflammation following infection with monkeypox. Yet, Google monkeypox heart inflammation and you will be exposed to pages of links reporting this and warning about the dangers of heart inflammation. The heart inflammation in the case study was described as both serious and acute, and within one page of links to this case we learn that myocarditis causes serious inflammation and can result in heart failure or sudden death. It seems that this single case about whom we know no more, for example, was he vaccinated against COVID-19, has caused a certain amount of panic about this potentially life-threatening turn of events. However, Google COVID vaccine heart inflammation and you will find plenty of references to the fact that heart inflammation is associated with COVID-19 vaccines, principally the Pfizer and Moderna ones, which rely on mRNA technology. But before you scroll to the foot of the first page of the links, you're assured that most people who have had this recovered following rest and simple treatments, and that it's not only rare but no more common than after other types of vaccinations, or that it's fairly mild and extremely rare, and that it has been reported as a very rare side effect of COVID-19 vaccines. All very reassuring unless you understand what heart inflammation, which can lay you low for 6 weeks, can lead to. Try this. First, reduce the heart's ability to pump blood. Myocarditis can cause chest pain, shortness of breath, and rapid or irregular heart rhythms, arrhythmias. Then, if left untreated, myocarditis may lead to symptoms of heart failure, where your heart has trouble pumping blood the way it should. In rare cases, it leads to other problems such as cardiomyopathy. Apparently, many people with myocarditis go on to recover completely, but the condition can also cause permanent damage to the heart muscle. This can lead to complications like arrhythmia and heart failure. I think you'll agree that the responses to these two incidents of heart inflammation are quite different. One man gets it after monkeypox and it is portrayed as a matter of concern. Untold numbers of people get it after COVID-19 vaccines and it's played down to the extent that it's not portrayed as a matter of concern. I say untold numbers of people as the current verified cases of heart inflammation following the COVID-19 vaccines are described as the myocarditis iceberg by HEART, the Health Advisory and Recovery Team, led by former Hull York Medical School pathologist Dr. John Lee. So concerned were HEART, and you should check the membership, that they recently published an open letter to Dr. Jenny Harris, Chief Executive of the UK HSA, entitled COVID-19 Vaccines Associated Myocarditis, a Cumulative Risk, in which they warn that myocarditis incidence has been underplayed. Quoted risk of vaccine-associated myocarditis varies widely, with younger age and male sex being the two biggest risk factors, and the vast majority of studies have shown a greater risk after a second dose, and they provide figures to support this. One of the possible outcomes, dismissed of course, is the sudden deaths of footballers during games. I quote directly from a previous article in these pages where I referred to the list of association footballers who died while playing, which showed that in the decade prior to the last year, 2021, for which a full record is available, that an average 10 players died while playing, with a maximum of 13 in 2016 and as few as 3 in each of 2011 and 2020. In 2021, there were 21 deaths among footballers while playing, the highest year on record. It's worth noting that all these footballers to be allowed to play will have been vaccinated. Yet our government and its vaccine-obsessed employees in public health insist on continuing with the madness of the vaccine rollout, and invitations are on the way to everyone they consider eligible. Worse, they still intend to vaccinate young children. We already know that in addition to being harmful beyond any reasonable doubt, and moreover, that they are virtually useless, and given the negligible mortality in young healthy people, COVID-19 vaccines are completely unnecessary. Worse still, it seems that you're better taking your chances with COVID-19 than with a vaccine. According to Hart this week, the increased risk of serious adverse events was higher than the reduction in risk for COVID hospitalizations for both Moderna and Pfizer. There is reason for hope, however. I was foolish enough to get vaccinated first time round, but no matter what the potential benefits may be regarding travel, I have not and will not resort to the boosters. Only this week I've spoken to two nursing colleagues, both senior academics, both vaccinated, who've said that enough is enough. If only the government could get the message.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.